Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
He didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten,
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Show. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. And as I always say, you've got to be part of the solution. It's the only way we win. You know, if you're not, you're part of the problem. So get some information before you get out there. And you think you got everything figured out when you don't. All right? Let's just do it that way. So after the break, we're going to take a look at a new documentary that's out about the Dr. Anthony Fauci. Right? I mean, seriously, when you think about everything that's been done, and now for all intents and purposes, he truly is getting away with murder. Millions. Killed millions of people. I'm going all the way back to his, you know, his days of the AIDS epidemic. Right? HIV. What did he say back then? What did he do? The man has pretty much never been correct. Now, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I don't know how long ago it was, but maybe a couple of weeks ago, Elon Musk, he called for Fauci to be prosecuted for the information that he's about to make public. When you look at what they knew, what Twitter knew, what the government knew, what Fauci knew, he does deserve to go to jail. I mean, this guy got, what, $450,000 a year was his pay? Again, just nuts. There's no reason for this. And they're showing this video. I'm not going to give you any information yet. Jeff Hayes, the filmmaker of The Real Anthony Fauci, going to have him on in a few minutes. Right? And the film will be available for free until January 31st. So if you're going to take a look at this, if you want to see what it's all about, you're going to have to go there and see it. It's the only way to do it. And get it to your friends. Get it to your loved ones. Show them what's happening. They don't have to believe it at first, but once they get it in their head, they're not going to be able to get it out that easy. Really. Now, the guy I love, he's been on Fauci. He's been on these people for a long time. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. You know what's really funny? He's a legend. He's well known in the Democrat Party. But I remember years ago when it came to vaccines and some of the issues they were having, and he wanted to talk to the legislators here in California because of what they were doing with vaccines. And nobody would meet with him. Nobody wanted to talk with him. What does that tell you? None of his people want to talk with him. So Kennedy went on to say to Dr. Fauci and the government health regulators, he said, I used to watch these figures with admiration. I also watched how the industry, supposedly being regulated, uses indentured servants on Capitol Hill and his financial clout to substantially hollow out these agencies, beginning in the 1980s, disabling their regulatory function while transforming them into sock puppets. So, again, pay attention when he comes on. You've got a link to the, I've sent the link up on our chat room. I'll put it up on the website later on, to the movie. And it's the only way you're really going to, again, remember what I keep telling you? Get informed before you engage. Get informed before you sound like a moron. Just today, well, was it today or yesterday? The Young Fox News executive died of a heart attack. Now, he's 47 years old. He was in the best of health. Now, how would that happen? He's been in Fox for a long time. On Sunday, January 8th, Alan was exercising at home. He came upstairs and told his wife that he wasn't feeling well. She called 911. His heart stopped while paramedics were taking him to the hospital. He slipped into a coma, never regained consciousness. Again, people hate when I do this, but it's too bad. He left two kids and a wife behind. Not cool. Not fair. And what do these people have in common? What do these sudden deaths have in common? What are these people who are having these heart failures at very young ages, including teenagers? What do they have in common? They've all had the shot. They've all been boosted from the shot. Not right. No, I mean, seriously, it's just not right, period. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. It's not a matter of me just not, you know, wanting to jump on the bandwagon. There's no bandwagon to jump on. Okay? I mean, there really isn't. You either accept the truth of what's happening and what's going down, or you don't. It's really that easy. Florida Supreme Court upholds a state law that banned local governments from implementing restrictions on guns. That's right, the Florida Supreme Court rejected a challenge to a state law that prevents local officials from implementing restrictions on gun and ammunition sales. So, gun sales is left up to the state, period. End of discussion. Right? It's just amazing. It's amazing they have to deal with this stuff. All right, little giggle before we go. Farmer speaks out against forcing cows to wear diapers to contain methane emissions. That's right. This town has gone out of its mind requiring that the farmers put diapers on the cows. Yeah, that's great. So we seem to be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010.
210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was going to
do. I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5566. Keep telling you, get involved, get engaged, get informed first, okay? I mean, seriously, don't go out there with a little bit of information or you kind of think you know what you're talking about. Make sure you do know what you're talking about. Otherwise, you leave a mess for the rest of us to kind of clean up. And frankly, and honestly, if you get informed first, you can have an honest conversation with somebody. You can make sure that they understand and that they know what the truth is about some of these issues. Now, many of you get all this stuff you throw out about Dr. Fauci. You think you know what you're talking about with him. Yeah, I believe, personal opinion, I believe he's an evil man. I believe he knows exactly what he's doing. And his history, for some of you who don't know, goes all the way back to the HIV epidemic, if you would. And he didn't give real information back then either. It was all for his advancement. But what you need to know right now is it's a new Dr. Fauci documentary out. And I'm blessed to have, you know, Jeff with me. Jeff Hayes, filmmaker of the Real Anthony Fauci. And Jeff, thanks for being with me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, you know, you hear all kinds of stuff. This show is not one we just yell at everybody. It just doesn't work out for me. I don't like that. But, you know, you've put together this documentary. You worked with Bobby Kennedy Jr., I think. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., I'm sorry. I know he's been a champion of the vaccine issues for years. And it's not we were talking during the break. It's not a right issue or a left issue. It's an issue that we need to know about. We need to know truly what is healthy for us and not for us. How did you get involved in this?
Yeah, I'm glad you focused it at its beginning on Bobby. Bobby was liberal royalty. I mean,
oh, yeah.
There was not. He wrote an opinion piece at least twice a year for the New York Times. He was, you know, dear friends with Arianna Huffington. There's not anybody he couldn't pick up the phone and call, and you know, nothing. It's, you know, RFK Jr. calling.
Yep.
And once he got involved in this vaccine issue, which he went in kicking and screaming, I watched him during this period. He was an environmental lawyer. He helped clean up the Hudson Valley. He was really responsible for that. He was dearly loved. He wandered into these waters, and they turned their backs on him. And, you know, he's a modern-day Job. He wrote a book, The Real Anthony Fauci, that was a publishing phenomenon last year. It sold 1 million copies, 17 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list. And to this day, there has still not been one major media review of the book. I mean, silent. It was the most suppressed book of my lifetime. Bookstores wouldn't carry it, and still it sold 1 million copies. I love the advice for your listeners of get educated. I didn't know anything about Fauci. He showed up. Here's this avuncular, grandfatherly, to me, likable guy. And you know, it's kind of weird, his comments on masks, as he changed his mind. They work, you know, they don't work, you know, don't waste your money, you know, and all of a sudden you have to wear them, maybe a couple of them. But I didn't know the guy's history until I read the book. And once 2,700 citations in this book, incredible indictment of Anthony Fauci, and I knew it had to be a film.
Oh, yeah, no question about it. I mean, people, you get little sound bites here and there, but if you go back and look at his history all the way back to the HIV virus scenario, you can see a pattern with him. You know, you can see what's going on with him, and he's not, I'm going to say I got in his head and I have proof of this, but based on the actions he had, does he truly really care about what's best for people as a whole? And I think Robert Kennedy Jr. in the movie Vaxxed, that we've talked about the show a half a dozen times, again, he does reveal what's going on, Big Pharma. I'll tell you, Jeff, here in California, I have a lot of friends up in Sacramento. And I know that to your point, Robert was trying to get appointments with Democrats at the California legislative level because they were starting to mandate some of the vaccines that were very dangerous for kids. Nobody would see him. To your point, nobody would return his phone calls. And we went up there, nobody would make any time for him. So you know there's something else going on here because Kennedy, you know, in the Democrat Party, in the classic liberal party, he's a well-known name, a well-trusted name, right?
Yeah, I was at a dinner at Sundance Film Festival just opened last night, and a few years ago I was at a dinner at Sundance with a very famous Academy Award-winning documentary director and who was also friends with Bobby, and I mentioned Bobby. He's like, oh, I'll never speak to him again. And I'm like, why will you never speak? Because he went to a meeting with Trump. And I'm like, Because he went to a meeting, and you realize how important. At that time, Donald Trump had asked Bobby to come in and visit with him about setting up a vaccine safety commission and asking Bobby to head it. And he went back, had the meeting, came with an agreement. And then after that, he was cut off. The people around Trump blocked him. Bill Gates got to... and Bill Gates talks about it in our film, how he told Trump, you know, don't do that. That's a bad idea. Stay away from Bobby Kennedy. And the idea died. Do you realize how different 2020, 21, and 22 and 23 would be had we had a vaccine safety committee that Trump originally envisioned?
Yeah, but do you deal in the movie at all with, you know, because we always hear about these quote-unquote conspiracy theories, but, you know, what is it called, VARs, where people can put up there what's going on. They're supposed to be reporting what's going on with some of these vaccines. And I don't know if nobody knows about it. I don't know if it's not being taken seriously. But the numbers are extremely scary, aren't they?
Oh, so the COVID vaccine has had more adverse events reported than all the other vaccines put together in history. And Harvard did a study of the VARS program, and they estimated that 1% of vaccine injuries are being reported.
Wow. Well, let me do this with you. We've got to go for a break. Somebody's got to pay for the show. We're going to go to commercial, come back. We'll pick up where we left off. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the movie The Real Dr. Fauci. Be back in a few minutes.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. imposing more sanctions against the Russian private military company, the Wagner Group.
Wagner is becoming a rival power center to the Russian military and other Russian ministries. Publicly, Prigozhin and his fighters have criticized Russian generals and defense officials for their performance.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby said Wagner's deployed about 50,000 personnel to Ukraine to bolster Russia's forces. A Navy SEAL who was listed as an active deserter has died in Ukraine. Daniel Swift was a special warfare operator first class who had been most recently stationed in Coronado, California, according to his military bio. The Navy confirmed he had been in an active deserter status since 2019, but did not give any info on why he was in Ukraine or fighting there. At least 7 U.S. citizens have died fighting in Ukraine since Russia attacked the country in February of last year. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I've got Jeff Hayes on with me. He's a filmmaker and the documentary, I guess you'd call it, The Real Anthony Fauci, and we'll have links up in a little bit. We'll tell you more about how you can get it, how you can watch it now. And Jeff, really enjoying the conversation. Thanks for being with me.
I'm telling you, if it wasn't for shows like yours, I would be playing in a vacuum, because this film has been suppressed everywhere. We were blacklisted on 8 major services before we even launched. what can they be objecting to? They haven't seen the film yet, and we were already blacklisted. Then they attacked our site. But I used to spend $100,000 a month on Facebook. I have a series called Christ Revealed. I can't buy ads on Facebook for Christ Revealed because I did this film. I mean, I am barred from Facebook.
Wow.
Thank God for Elon Musk buying Twitter. I think we may finally have a social media channel that we can speak on.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. And we allowed them. This is a really short but funny story. I mean, years ago when I was in technology and Facebook, they had about 800 million users at the time. And I did a class on social media for, you know, marketing and such. And I remember saying, look, the influence that these people are going to have is going to be phenomenal. Now, they're going to start off with grandma and grandpa, auntie and uncles. You'll be able to share pictures and show them what your kids are doing and what you're doing and all that stuff. But at some point in time, they're going to hit an advertising moment. They're going to move down, and they will have some, you know, immense influence. And the problem is there's only one of them. And look what's happened. Look, they got billions of users on there now, and they get massive influence across the world. And that's dangerous, because you're only getting one side of the issue. They won't allow guys like you to really give people the information they need to think. It's sad.
Well, and this was, you know, the argument was they're private companies. They can decide what goes on there. But now the Twitter files are coming out, and information is leaking from both Facebook and Google that it was the government directing them who to bar, who to censor, who to shadow ban. And now we're entering into a real First Amendment issue when it's the government directing what people can be heard from and who can criticize the government policies, that now we really do have a constitutional issue, and it's going to be playing out in the courts.
Yeah. I'm kind of glad that they got caught doing what the government wanted them to do, because I think it's going to change that whole dynamic. At least I'm believing it's going to change the whole dynamic. All right. You know, we hear about this mRNA technology, right, that it's safe and it's proven, but it's not really, is it? It's really, you know, there's been no real long-term testing done with this vaccine. It's been done with other vaccines, and the mRNA portion of this changes the whole environment, doesn't it?
Yeah, this was, I was reading today, and by the way, we're continuing to update the film. This is the wonderful thing about this digital age. And that we're adding new material to the end of the film as things come out. And so I stay as current as I can on this. But we had another AIDS vaccine fail today, you know, from Johnson & Johnson, or yesterday. And it failed its phase three trials because it didn't stop transmission. So the fact that it didn't stop transmission means it failed. Meanwhile, you have this mRNA vaccine, which doesn't stop transmission. You know, by definition, it would never have made it out of trials. You know, this mRNA technology failed. You know, they've been working on it for literally 30 years and had never had a success when they released this. Moderna had never had a successful vaccine prior to this one. And, of course, they minted 5 new billionaires from this. Pfizer, when they released this, said, hey, we're doing this as a public service. They just raised the price of it 400%. They made billions of dollars. And as public companies, you don't just have a great year and say, hey, listen, we'll never repeat that. That was a unique moment in time. It's their job to make sure that they repeat that year after year after year. And, man, they're committed to doing that.
Well, they made over $82 or $84 billion, and well over half of that strictly had to do with the vaccine, you know,
and these are criminal companies, and I don't mean that metaphorically. These are companies that have paid hundreds of millions and in some cases billions in criminal fines and pled guilty to criminal complaints. And somehow we think, well, yeah, I know they lied to us about drugs and they falsified studies and they bribed doctors and they pled guilty to this stuff, but they wouldn't lie to us about a vaccine. It's like, you know, thinking that, you know, your mafia buddy really is going to help take care, you know, keep your business safe.
Yeah, no, you're right. But they have, as you saw happen, right? We just put the masks on or just stay in your house for 2 weeks. We'll be fine. Okay, you can come out. Well, maybe not come out, but put some masks on, too, especially if you have to go to the store. I mean, they did this in such a fashion. They scared the crud out of people in such a fashion where they don't know what else to look at. They don't know what else to believe. They don't know where to go. And I think that's part of what they did. They got people, you know, fear does crazy things to people. And I think they got it to the point where you didn't know what to do. I'll follow what the government says. You said it a minute ago. It's so true. Fauci looks like Grandpa. He looks like a nice guy. He looks like a, you know, someone who really cares about people, right?
Well, I love that you brought this up. This really started with him in 1984.
Yep.
He took over the NIAID, the Infectious Disease Department of the NIH. It wasn't a big department. It didn't have a huge budget. And then the AIDS epidemic happened, and he wrestled control of the AIDS virus for his department. And he built a $1.7 billion budget. He promised Ronald Reagan a vaccine within a year for AIDS when Reagan was president. 40 years, we've tested that vaccine on poor African people, killed hundreds of thousands of people in our tests, pregnant women, children. We still don't have an AIDS vaccine, $16 billion spent, and nobody even holds them accountable anymore. But the policies that he created then, if you remember the movie The Dallas Buyers Club with Matthew McConaughey, where people were smuggling off-label use drugs in from Mexico to keep themselves alive because he wouldn't approve them. He only approved AZT, which at the time was the most expensive, most deadly chemotherapy drug that had ever been released on the public. That's all that he would approve for treatment. And then he repeated that exact same playbook with COVID, where we had doctors on the front line saying, ivermectin works. I'm seeing hydroxychloroquine work with my patients. This early treatment works and saves lives. He wanted nothing to do with it. They waited till people were sick and gave them remdesivir, which was so deadly, nurses started calling it run death is near. This was a drug that was for Ebola patients that was found too deadly to use on Ebola patients. The kidney failures that were associated to that drug were tragic. The number of deaths directly attributed to remdesivir, and that was the only thing that Fauci would approve.
Yeah, it was interesting that, you know, again, I'm not a doctor. I don't even have a college degree. I'm watching all this go down, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, it seems like when we send people into these hospitals and they get these respirators on them, doesn't warm air, warm oxygen, this kind of thing, if the infection in the lungs just makes it worse, and I'm watching people die after having these things done to them. And to your point, those ones that did kind of self-take care of themselves, self-prescribe some of these drugs, did well, came out of it. I know people sicker than a dog for 2 or 3 days, took the ivermectin soup and a few other things, and came out of it whole. So we'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. Show me see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on The Real Dr. Fauci when we return.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that. but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, is what I tell you. But you got to get informed first, right? So that what you're putting out there is real information, and people aren't just going to laugh at you, which is exactly what will end up happening when you start giving out bad information, they figure it out. I'm joined by Jeff Hayes. He is, probably the founder of Jeff Hayes Films. He's a producer of such films as On Native Soil, Fahrenheit 9/11, Quack, and Doctored, and many others, including the real Anthony Fauci. And Jeff, again, thanks for being with me.
Thank you so much for having me.
You know, we were talking during the break, and I asked you a little bit about what your thoughts were on, you know, that movie Died Suddenly, or documentary. And you know, I'm asked to watch and read all kinds of stuff doing the show here. And as I went through it or watched it, there's a lot of stuff I already knew. And as I started talking to some of my doctor friends, a lot of truth in that movie. There's a lot of pieces of that are real. And you had said during the break that these clots that they're seeing, they've never really seen before like this. Is that's true, correct?
Yes. I mean, and some of these embalmers have been doing it for 40 years. And they've never seen these fibrous clots like this in history. And you know, what do they do when they're confronted? You know, and they're pulling them out and saving them, putting them in jars because it's totally unique. And no, you can't prove it's the vaccine. All we can say is these vaccinated people have these things in them, and we're not finding them in unvaccinated people. Sooner or later, you know, at the bare minimum, you go, wow, we ought to take a look at that.
You know, what I love about this, though, is when you think about what do? They do tests on drugs with people, and they give one a placebo, they give one the actual drug, right? And when they're done with the study, they always come back to say the common thread is these people got the real one, these people got the fake one. So it's amazing to me they can't look at what's going on right now and say, hey, these clots or what have you are from people in this age range or you know with this kind of activity level, and every one of them has had the vaccine or a particular vaccine or what have you, and every one of them has had the boosters. You know, are you seeing the same thing across the board with all the vaccines or just certain ones?
Well, again, this is the most – we've had more adverse effects, events with this vaccine than all the other vaccines put together, which didn't have a good history record. I mean, that's the reason we have the vaccine injury compensation program is because – vaccines, and this was stated in 1986 by the pharmaceutical companies, vaccines are unavoidably unsafe. And they're like, you know, we gave them liability protection.
Yep.
With this one, it's off the charts. Pfizer had a study that would have helped us when they did the initial safety studies on the mRNA vaccine. They got into it for a few months and said, you know, it's not fair for us to let the control group get COVID, so we're now going to vaccinate everybody in both groups. So, you know,
wow.
Study design you just described where you have a group, here's the ones that got it and here's the one that didn't, they went ahead and wiped that group off of the face of the earth. Those people were all vaccinated, and so we now no longer have a control group. Then the results of that study, they wanted locked up for 75 years. And the FDA signed off on it and said, yes, we won't release this information for 75 years. And it took a lawsuit, which Bobby Kennedy was involved in, to get that the Pfizer study results released. And even when they were released, it's still heavily redacted.
I'm just unreal. This is, you know, again, are they protecting us or are they not protecting us? And that makes us sometimes wonder the truth behind, or actually, it fuels our distrust in government. You know, pharma, for all intents and purposes, or big pharma, has, you know, immunity. I mean, you have to, I talked to another attorney on the show one night. He says, you would have to have the full-blown evidence to prove that they knew it was hurting people. They knew it was killing people, and they went on with it anyway without trying to make a difference, make a change, or help people out with it. Do you think this is going to be a problem, an issue? And you know, we talked a little bit during the break. You've got states' attorney generals that may take this and run with it and sue these pharmaceutical companies.
So they are taking this. And what's interesting, people say, well, is Fauci going to be held accountable? And it's a unique situation in that the Justice Department, who you would expect to pursue this, Fauci was a government employee, and there's a good argument that he would have to be defended by the Justice Department in any sort of suit like this. So they're conflicted. You have some state attorney generals that are stepping up. You know, there's some case going on in Louisiana where they've already deposed Fauci. He ducked it. He wouldn't sign his statement, and so the judge made him come in and be deposed live. I talked to one state attorney general when we were having our site attacked, and I was looking for some help and got a hold of the state attorney general, and he says, hey, listen, I'm sorry, I'm conflicted. I may or may not have three investigations on Fauci going in my office right now. And so you've got some of these more Republican states that have been injured. It's, you know, this is hitting the states as well in terms of the cost of this. all-cause mortality is up at an unprecedented rate. 10% all-cause mortality up. We're having more people die in 2022, excluding COVID, you know, than in 2021, including COVID. So there are questions that have to be answered, and some of these guys are stepping up, and the truth is coming out. It's moving out of the court of public opinion and into a court of law where you have the right to depositions and people having to speak under oath.
Wow, this is, I mean, this is kind of great. Okay, so let's talk about the documentary. How do people get it? You know, what's the goal here? I understand it's free till the 31st, and then we'll be able to pay for it or buy for a copy should we want to.
Yeah, so enough people that watch it for free pay for it, that we've made the money back that we invested in the film, which was substantial. So, it, you know, people have really supported it. The movie is out there for people to see for free. I put it on Rumble, so it would be harder to take down. You can get to it on Rumble by just typing FauciRevealed.com, and that will forward you to the Rumble site.
Fauci Revealed, yeah. It just... No, that's great. And then, now what about, you know, some of your other movies? How do people get those if they want to see them after watching this?
Yes, some of that, you know, like On Native Soil, I sold to Lionsgate, Fahrenheit, Patrick Byrne at Overstock bought that movie from me. So, you know, they're out there in various places. This one, I hope after we do this free viewing period that we have, a major distributor lineup to put it out there. We've already had millions of people see it. We did a beautiful job on this film. Bobby Kennedy is great in it. His, he has a vocal problem, and think we did as good as we could with that. But man, his research, we go deeply into the AIDS crisis and what he did there. As you talk to your viewers, your listeners about being educated, if they watch this film, they will know more than anybody on the street that they will meet.
It is an irritant for me when I hear people, they write me stuff or they send me, you know, emails that say, hey, did you know this happened or that happened? And look, that's already been debunked. That's not true. And that's why I tell them, you know, go see this movie. Go grab this, sit in the comfort of your living room and watch these things and learn. And I, God forbid, take notes. I mean, make sure you really understand so you can help tell people. A quick story before I run out of time here. I'm in the Los Angeles area. I'm actually a trustee on a large school board, a large district, and they were doing commercials, and they were telling everybody they need to get vaxxed, and the trustees all got together, and they were going to do this video where they all got vaxxed and say, look, it's easy. And they called me. They said, why aren't you here? I said, I'm not getting vaxxed. I don't know. It hasn't been around long enough. I'm not there with you guys. And they were very upset with me. So they got vaxxed. They got their boosters. And everyone up on that day has got COVID 2 and 3 and 4 times. I haven't had it yet. So
it's
go ahead.
Yes. 10 years. It takes 10 years to review a vaccine for release normally. And somehow we did this in 10 months and didn't cut any corners.
Okay. All right. Look, Jeff, it's been great having you with me. I will put the information up on the website and so people can go grab that thing. They can look on Rumble, as you said. And God bless you for what you're doing. Keep up the good work, and I'm sure we'll have you back on again.
Thank you. So great to talk to you.
Thank you. Joe Mesquite, your host. Don't do anything stupid. Have a great weekend. I want you back here with me next week.